Sometimes things are not as they seem. This reminds me of a story. A story of when I was flying way back when, many years ago, many moons ago, when I was flying the C-130. And we were deployed, living together in a small room. And everyone got together, did their own thing like they like to do. Which, most often than not, when you weren't flying, was play video games and joke around. Well, one day, as they were sitting playing their video games, two of my buddies were enjoying themselves, having the time of their life. One was drinking iced tea out of a plastic water bottle. The other was doing dip and spitting into a water bottle. You can see where this is going. So the one that was drinking the iced tea put his hand down on the wrong side of his chair and grabbed the wrong bottle. Needless to say, 30 minutes of him puking in the bathroom from drinking his buddy's spit taught him a very good lesson that things that look the same are not often what they appear to be. And that goes for things, words, events. They're things that the reality is much different than what you perceive. So, this is Todd Talks. This is where I help you design your best life. I help you to see the things and perceive the things in the right way. Perceive things in a different way so that you can change the life that you lived into the life that you want. Today, I want to talk about the power of your words. The words that you use both in your life and to yourself. Why? Because we're really talking about vision, the vision you have for your life. We learn from the Bible that words have power. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words have power. There are some African tribes that believe everything in this world has a living, active core. People, animals, plants, thunderstorms, mountains, rivers, that they're all alive. This is also a belief that I have, because all things are imbued with a little bit of intelligence. And these little bits of intelligence work with God or the universe, however you want to think about it, to bring things to pass in your life, to make things happen. That's why Christ was able to say, water turned to wine, and it changed, because it has little bits of intelligence attached to it. All the molecules do. And because they have little bits of intelligence, he was able to speak to them and things happened. The miracles of Christ did are easier to understand when you think of all things having bits of intelligence attached to them that listen to him, because words have power. So words that you tell yourself also have power. Should you tell yourself the following? Now I'm quoting from the book Unlimit Your Life. Should you tell yourself, as my dad always said, when you turn 40, your belt needs to get bigger to hold your belly. Or, you can never lose all the weight you've gained in pregnancy. Or, I guess I'm getting too old to enjoy tennis anymore. Now look at these sentences and their potential effects. As I understand myself better, it'll get easier and easier to control my weight. Or, my eyesight seems to be improving when I do my vision exercises. Or, people my age get extra pleasure out of being in shape. Or, finally, I don't eat desserts very often. I don't feel the need. These differences in the words that are said actually change the mentality that you have, change the focus of your mind, because that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about the focus of your mind, where you put it. When you're focusing on the negative, on the things that you don't have, when you're focusing on, and the words that you say focus and say that it just is, it's never going to change, your mind focuses on those words and incorporates all the intelligences around you to make sure that that happens, because that's your belief. Meanwhile, other people have different outcomes, different effects because of the way that they look at their life. there's stories upon stories of people that beat cancer, that beat other diseases, that healed themselves, even when doctors had said that they were destined to have this forever, that they were destined to die in a few months, and 10, 15, 20 years later, they're still kicking. Personally, as I've been reading some of these books, I've realized that a lot of the back pain that I feel comes from the thoughts that I think and the words that I say to myself. And so as I have been reading about this, just the knowledge alone has helped me to improve. In fact, it's helped me to have more good days and fewer days where my back is tight and tight and my neck is ultra tight. My wife reminded me of a story of my uncle who had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He was given, I believe it was a year to 2 years to live, if that. He ended up living, I think it was 10 years, because he was just so happy and positive about life. And the relationship he developed with my aunt as she took care of him just kept him alive and kept him going. Because our mind is a very powerful thing, and the words that we say to ourselves, they're extremely powerful. We can either make or break our future based on the things we tell ourselves today. There's no more powerful tool to help or harm ourselves, and it's so readily available to us because it's just our mouth and our mind. You know, the words that you say to your children affect them and their growth. The same thing happens to you as an adult. When you want to change your life, you need to change the words that you say. If you want to lose weight, you need to change your mindset, change the way you talk to yourself, and stop saying, well, I'll never lose weight, or I can't do it, or I'm just always going to be this big, or many, many other things that you say to yourself negatively because you've failed so many times. I've been there. We've all been there. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. When you want to do something, when you want to improve your life, you're going on an uphill road if you don't change the way that you talk to yourself. The words that you use matter. The words that you use to other people matter. The words that you use when creating a vision of your life matter. So did you know that you can change the course of your life by changing these words, changing the vision, writing down, speaking, and saying the words of the life that you want in the present tense? This is called writing down your vision and speaking it into existence. I've been listening and working a lot with, not working a lot so much as I've been to one or two of his presentations, Kirk Duncan. He is amazing and motivational to listen to. And one of the things that he really focuses on is that it is important for you to see, hear, say, and feel something that you want to bring into existence in your life. Now, a way that you can see it is by putting a picture up that represents what you want to accomplish or change on a vision board. I mean, how powerful would it be to put a picture of yourself, an image, if you want to lose weight, let's say, an image of yourself when you were skinnier. Put that on your vision board. You see it. You write down the change that you want to do as though it already happened, and you say it, and you say it with passion and feeling. You record it. Because this is very different. If you say, yeah, I've lost 20 pounds and I'm feeling good, my health is pretty good. How different in that is that, do you think, to your motivation, than if you say, I've lost 20 pounds, it's awesome, I feel great, my motivation is high, and I am just on top of the world. Do you see the difference? Can you hear the difference? because these little things are the things that will help get you, remember, words have power, get you from I don't accomplish things to I do accomplish things. Now, I have an expert on vision boards that I'm going to be interviewing next week. And so in a week or two, I'll be able to edit that and present that on how to properly use a vision board. Vision boards are all the rage. Why? Because it takes your visual, your auditory, and your feeling, and you use it to create things in your life. And when done correctly, you can have massive effect. I have personally used a vision board and gotten $3,000 on the day that I needed to have $3,000 cash. They work. What I'm saying is, when you learn how to see, hear, say, and feel the goal that you desire, the change in your life that you desire, change is much easier to happen because words have power. The words you say to yourself, so often I find myself when I'm trying to do something new, I'll say it, but internally I'm saying the opposite. And when you do that, you're negating the power of the words. You actually need to believe the words that you're saying. Get yourself to believe the words that you're saying. Because when you do that, all those little intelligences out there listen to the words, they feel the power behind them, and they work with the spirit to make things happen in your life, to make positive, real changes in your life. It's not hocus pocus, it's not hooey. It really works and it really happens. The people that understand it, a lot of them are rich. Why? Because they understand that you have to have vision, you have to have focus, and you have to say things in a positive way to make your, keep yourself focused on the positive. From my own personal experience with humans, and I know a lot of them, there's a lot of negativity in the world. A lot of negativity going around. You see it in politics, you see it in life. So much negativity. And guess what? When you're blaming others, when you're regretful of things, when you are negative about anything positive, when you're negative about any positive aspect of your life, guess what? Any changes that you want to make are not going to happen. Not in the way that you want to, and definitely not in the time that you want them to happen. So the best way to change your life is to change the way you talk, internally and externally. And then put feeling into it. Put feeling into the things that you want to change. Make them present tense so your brain starts focusing on that. Your brain is a powerful tool. Most of us don't use it enough. Most of us use 10% of our brain or less. The other 90%, our subconscious, takes care of so much. And when we see, hear, say, and feel things, we're talking to our subconscious and getting that powerful 90% working with us. Words are powerful. And that is why I started a podcast. Much more powerful than a blog. The words, when you hear what I'm saying and you feel the things that I'm saying, and then incorporate the challenges that I give you into your life, you will change. You will find the will to change. Because the will is what's usually missing for most of us. Personally, I'm acting on the challenges that I make to all of you. I dare you to do the things that I say, to try me out, and to see if the things that I am not saying are not true. I promise you they are, and that you will find massive change for good in your life. When you change the words and the way you speak to yourself, both internally and the words that you use externally, the words you use towards other people, when you change that and stop using negativity in your self-talk and in your outer talk, you will find massive change in your life. This is Todd Talks. We are available wherever you listen to podcasts. Words have meaning. Words have power. Have a blessed day.